This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. On the sidelines of the UN General Assembly session, Presidents Donald Trump and Moon Jae-in of South Korea Monday signed a new free trade agreement that Mr. Trump hailed as a historic milestone.
My administration is the first to actually keep our promise and deliver. And in addition to this deal, we have many in the works, and they're fair deals. They're reciprocal deals, and they make a tremendous difference to our workers, our companies, and to the United States as a whole.
The president said the deal significantly reduces the trade imbalance with South Korea and creates new opportunities to export American products to South Korea. The two leaders discussed North Korea and denuclearization. Mr. Trump indicated he'll be holding yet another face-to-face meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
We're both very much looking forward to having it. It will be between North Korea and the United States. It'll be similar to the format we had before, most likely a different location. Again, it will be announced pretty soon. I think a lot of progress is being made. I see tremendous enthusiasm on behalf of Chairman Kim toward making a deal.
Secretary of State Pompeo told reporters he expects to return to Pyongyang to arrange for that summit before year's end. World leaders meeting at the UN remembered the late South African President Nelson Mandela and his legacy of championing peace, human rights, and global cooperation. Mandela's widow, Graca Machel, was at the time said it's time to end senseless violence.
Those who are directly involved in the atrocities plaguing our world, those who take sides, and those who sit in silence. As leaders of this time, you have moral imperative and the ability to bring the death and destructions we witness on a daily basis to an end.
The statue of Mandela unveiled at the UN. This is VOA News. President Trump is expected to mobilize global opinion against Iran's destabilizing behavior later Tuesday as he addresses the UN General Assembly. The president pulled the U.S. out of the 2015 nuclear agreement with Tehran, but the five remaining members agreed to keep business ties active despite U.S. sanctions. Federica Mogherini is the European Union foreign policy chief.
The participants welcomed practical proposals to maintain and develop payment channels, notably the initiative to establish a special-purpose vehicle to facilitate payments related to Iran's exports, including oil and imports.
The so-called special-purpose vehicle is the creation of Britain, France, Germany, Russia, China, and Iran. At the same time, the U.S. said it intends to keep up the pressure on Iran. John Bolton is the White House National Security Advisor.
What we expect from Iran is massive changes in their behavior. And until that happens, we will continue to exert what the president has called maximum pressure. That's what we intend to do.
But Bolton repeated that U.S. policy is not guided by regime change. Meanwhile, tens of thousands of mourners in Iran attended funerals for some 25 people killed in an attack on a military parade in the southwest city of Ahvaz. Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has blamed American lackeys for the assault. Another Palestinian was shot dead Monday as a result of clashes with Israeli troops along the rest of Israel-Gaza border. Tens of others were wounded in the latest violence as protesters burned tires and threw stones at soldiers who responded with tear gas and gunfire. Sporadic protests have occurred since late March. The U.S. government released a report finding the military of Myanmar, also known as Burma, has waged a planned, coordinated campaign of mass killings, gang rapes, and other atrocities against the Rohingya Muslim minority. It follows a similar UN report that suggested genocidal intent. The French press agency reports three soldiers in Burkina Faso were killed as they hunted for three miners kidnapped Sunday. One of the miners was a domestic mine worker. The other two came from South Africa and India. The U.S. has approved the sale of Taiwan of spare parts for F-16 fighters and other military aircraft, worth up to $330 million. Such sales are an irritant to China, which claims Taiwan as a renegade province. Tens of thousands turned out to greet Pope Francis in Latvia Monday. He praised the people for enduring long occupations by Nazi Germany and Soviet Russia. Francis also met with Lutheran, Russian, Orthodox, Baptist, Methodist, and Episcopalian church leaders in the capital, Riga. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.